Good day, journal. Anyone who looks at your life and thinks they want something similar must fully understand it. Your life has not been easy. When it gets down to becoming not you, but the best versions of themselves, most people want no part of the experience. Folks love to talk shit about what they're going to do and who they want to become. But only a tiny, and I mean small, smattering of folks are willing to do as your father once said. You want to be the boss? You have to pay the cost. Most people claim they do not have the requisite currency when it comes time to pay, when the toll is due, to cross the bridge, to reach the side where greatness and your best life live. Folks want to avoid the costly terms of being the boss of their lives. Your childhood aside, the route to becoming who you are today, a best-selling award-winning author and acclaimed global public intellectual, has been anything but smooth sailing. Not only isn't it easy being greasy, but it also is challenging being the version of you who you want the world to remember you as when you are no more. Life is hard. Your best life will never be any part of easy. Being who you always imagined being is nothing like smooth sailing with a warm, welcoming summer breeze at your back that most folks assume it to be. If you were to compare your achievements to a nautical excursion, you'd begin by telling anyone who would listen that your journey has been one that required you to sacrifice it all. To be who you are today started like the guests who boarded the SS Minnow with Gilligan and the Skipper too. You start exactly like those boarding the chartered boat, expecting an instantaneous smooth sailing to the top of the writing and speaking world. Let's say, things didn't go at all like you planned. Like those touring with Gilligan and the Skipper, you were lost on an island for a long time. There was no millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Marianne accompanying you. Unlike the cast of Gilligan's Island, you existed alone. No, your journey was more like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Your journey included much alone time and considerable, indescribable, mind-numbing isolation. You didn't even enjoy the company of a handmade volleyball friend, Wilson. That's the rub of seeking your best life. You must do so alone. Nobody can do it for you. Your best life requires the best of you, first and foremost. When you want to be who you always imagined, you have to be ready to sacrifice it all. You need to be prepared, willing, and able to get into a small boat or raft to roll out into the middle of the ocean by yourself. There in the middle of the ocean is where you must construct the vessel alone that you want to sail in across the world, the yacht you might want to use to pick up those you love and adore, or the ocean liner you might want to allow the least of us to board that you may help serve, make sure they know that their lives matter. Alone, it's up to you to decide how you will make your triumphant or tragic return, or if you return at all. Yes, alone in isolation, you sat for more days than anyone could imagine. Without friends and family, you must sit alone to achieve your audacious hopes and dreams. Without a lover's warm and assuring embrace, you will independently, happily exist when you are serious about becoming who you always imagined. As your father said, you must pay the cost to be the boss. The thing is that even your dad, in his military-like way, didn't do an adequate job of making sure you understood just how difficult this battle for your best life would be. every day to be who you want to be when you are no more. You must fight with the you who wants to have their cake and eat it too. You can only have cake if you bake it. And that's what the sacrifice requires. You must bake the cake before you can eat it. Nobody's going to bake a cake for you. Living is the gift you get when you are born. The daily birthday gift, the present of having another chance to be better than yesterday, is not waiting on another to bake a cake for you to eat. If you want to eat cake in this life, you must bake the cake yourself. If you crave the proverbial cake to see your hopes and dreams come to fruition, you must make them, realize them of your own doing. So like the castaway sitting in the middle of the ocean with a raggedy boat, you had to conceive of the life you wanted. And in your mind's eye and heart of hearts, you had to believe that the life you envisioned would manifest. The work that occurs away from everyone is the most critical. Alone is where self-improvement occurs. Isolated is when me, myself, and I go to work to determine if we are serious about who we want to be. Away from the world, far away from the pretentiousness of the life amongst pompous people, you must be honest with yourself about who you are now and who you will be later. When you are shipwrecked and soul wrecked, you must come to terms with what your dad said. If you want to be the boss, you have to pay the cost. The cost of no longer being stranded in an undesirable life is high. The wages for this great life of yours are excessive. You had to lose a lot to gain abundantly. You lost connections with friends and contact with those you loved and adored. Yes, you gave up a lot to be who you are today. But your answer is always the same when asked if you would do anything different. No, I would not change a thing about my journey. Sure, I lost a lot along the way. I lost friends, family, and loved and adored ones. But what I gained was far more valuable. I do not intend to devalue or underestimate the worth of anyone in my previous life because their value is incomparable and indescribable. I would not be who I am without those good folks who loved and adored me in the past. We are all an amalgamation of every experience and every soul that pours into us. Still, what I got from the isolated journey was the opportunity to be who the Creator designed me to be. I am now someone who, when my time is up, will be able to genuinely say, I left the planet better upon my departure than when I arrived. I can even now say that I did my best to contribute to the greater good at the end of each day. Most notably, as my father instructed, I can say that I paid the cost to be the boss of the life that I always imagined living.
Reflect and write. It takes work to become the best version of ourselves. The question is, are you willing to pay the cost to be the best version of you? Will you do what it takes to be the boss of your life, eliminating excuses and distractions? Are you willing to stop letting life happen and do the hard work to bring your dreams to fruition? What sacrifices will you make to become who you always wanted to be? What new habits will you have to build? What old habits must you break? Who do you need to disconnect from to get where you want to be? Can you go at it alone when the journey requires it of you? These are all considerations we must make when deciding to be the best version of ourselves. Now act. Take time away. If you can book a solo trip, do so to begin to conceive the life you have always wanted. You need time to see it in your mind and heart to believe that the life you envision will truly manifest. Nate advises us that the work occurs away from everyone else and it's critical. Alone is where self-improvement occurs. Isolated is when we go to work to determine if we are serious about who we want to be. If a solo trip is not in your immediate future, carve out time to get away from everyone, even if it's just for a few hours, and begin the process of seeing your best life and best self. No one will do this work for you. Only you can make it happen. Once alone, begin writing what your best life looks like. Be descriptive and specific. You can't get to your best life if you don't know what it looks like. Make the time. Your best life is waiting for you. Now journey forward.